morning. It is our distinct pleasure to be worshiping with the wonderful people of God on this World Communion Sunday. Our musical offering, which we will bring before the Lord's altar, Wakaya Mauhiva, in my native tongue of Tongan. It's a song, expressive song, explaining singing and emotion of what we prepare for the Lord and what we live for in our everyday life. But having said that, there were two things that our Tongan community celebrated this year. Pastor Will gave me 45 minutes to go into this. He just gave me a few minutes. So, the Tongan community worldwide, in my native country, we are members of the Free Wesleyan Church of Tonga. And when Tongans came to the United States generations ago, they brought this faith with them as well. And in 1970, there was a small group of Tongans that wanted to worship in a United Methodist Church. So 40 years ago to this year is the distinction of the first United Methodist Tongan Fellowship being established at First United Methodist Church in Honolulu, the church which my dad happens to be senior pastor at. And so 40 years this year, Tongan United Methodism was born in the United States. Also, more locally here in our Tongan community here in Colorado, we celebrated on the first Saturday of September our Ahoto Utupu, our Youth Day. And in other Tongan communities where there are a lot of Tongan churches, they celebrate this on this Saturday every year. But for us, it is the first time we had ever, it is our first inaugural Youth Day here for the Tongan community in Colorado. So that was a big achievement by our youth, leader, Lucinita Tolutao. So I would like to thank her and as well as all of our youth for that success. But we will move on. Thank you for sharing that. Vakai e Mauhiva.